sing prophetically right now.
I can see a new day dawning. I can see a breakthrough coming. If joy comes in the morning, breakthrough, breakthrough. I can see a new day dawning. I can see a breakthrough coming. If joy comes in the morning, breakthrough, breakthrough.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it's beyond good. I hope it's great. And I've had an awesome day. And hopefully you did as well. And if you didn't, there's always tomorrow. All right. The card for the show comes from my angel deck. Very first deck I actually got as a reader. And it's the emerging card. And what that is telling me to tell you is that things are about to come forth. Things are about to emerge. You know, a lot of times we put stuff out there, we manifest stuff, we keep putting it out there, we keep putting it out there, we keep putting it out there, and now it's emerging. Now it's about to come to you. You know, it's that new day dawning. It's that breakthrough coming. And don't we all need that? We all need that, don't we? And so that thing is about ready to happen. So keep on keeping on. That's all I got to tell you, because it's about to happen for you. I believe that's everything inside of me. If you don't know what you're listening to, maybe you don't. Let's tell you what you're listening to. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Michael, and I'm the host of this program. And I have a guest with me tonight, and it is Melinda Carver, and she'll be with us shortly. Hi, Melinda, and we'll get you on here in a little bit, so just hang in there. And I'm excited of having her on. I don't know her, so I get to meet her as you get to meet her, so that's super exciting. Never know. You know, that's one thing I like about this program, and I like about, you know, the guests that I come on here, because you never know what is going to come out. I don't even think that sometimes they know what is going to come out. And so that is exciting. And Spirit's exciting. And so, all right. Let's see. What do I need to tell you? There's something I need to tell you. I'll think of it later, maybe. I don't know. I don't think it's that important. But there was something I wanted to tell you. And now it just flew out of my head. Oh, talking about head and flying out. We're going to talk about something tomorrow that was on Dr. Oz. It's about a psychic, and it's I found it very interesting, very exciting. And I haven't seen the show. I've heard a lot about it, and we're going to be talking about that tomorrow because we all go through changes. We all go through different things, and this was really exciting. I didn't get to watch it live, but I I have been watching the tapes, and that's on Dr. Oz's show, so you can just go and check it out and see what I might be talking about, okay? Don't do it right now. Stay here and listen to this show, all right? But let's go ahead and go to prayer, and let's get Melinda on here with us, all right? Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother God, man, I am so excited tonight because you are about to come on the scene. I can feel it. I know that you're about to do something through this program tonight. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for Melinda. I thank you for the gifts inside of her. I thank you for what you're about to share through her, not just to me, but to our listeners as well, because I feel like that she has something for me as well. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for that. I thank you for the call that is on her life and the amazing things that you have done already through her, that maybe in the lives that she's already touched that maybe she'll never know, and the lives that she will continue to touch and the lives she's going to continue to touch tonight. I'm excited to have her here. Father, Mother God, I thank you for the other people that are here, which are my listeners, live and archived. And I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. I've been with a lot of them for a while. And the amazing growth that I've seen in them, the empowerment that I see popping up in their lives, and their trust in you is miraculous and marvelous, and all those other M words. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for them. Thank you for what they bring into my life every single time that they're here, and they're not even aware of it. Father, Mother God, right now they're wondering, okay, what do we do? I don't know. And I thank you for their gift into my life. Father, Mother God, right now I just thank you for me. And I thank you for the gifts that are inside of me. I thank you for the call on my life, and I thank you for the direction that you give me every single day. And I thank you that there's a new day dawning, there's a breakthrough coming, and I thank you for that. Surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to Melinda. Hi.
Hello, Michael. Thank you very much for having me on today. I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to a great show.
Well, me too, and I'm sure our listeners are too. So we're gonna have to deliver on that. But I'm sure, you know. Hey, the one thing that I already know, Melinda, is that Spirit always delivers. You know, I don't know about you, but Spirit has never failed me yet, and I don't think it's ever going to happen. So, but I do appreciate you being here tonight, and now. I don't really know you that much. I found you on the online world, and so can you tell us a little bit about you and in a nutshell, maybe?
Sure. You want to share? I'm a psychic medium. I'm clairaudient, clairvoyant, clairsentient. I have some of the clairs, and
okay.
And I'm a positive energy specialist, which means I help people clear negative energy from their lives, their home, their workplace.
Right.
And I teach them how to use tools to, you know, welcome positive people, events, and items into their life, how to manifest correctly so that it works for you.
Right.
Without having to do big, long rituals. And I have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio, Positive Perspectives. And I have positive energy products that I sell all over the world, trying to help people get positive.
Well, good. We definitely need positive in our lives. You know, we got enough negatives in our lives. We need more positive. Now, and that's interesting. And I want to stay with this for a little bit. Now you talked about, you know, how do we get, because I heard you say when you were talking about that, that a lot of times maybe we're not manifesting right. So what do you mean by that? Because, I mean, I heard you say that, you know, because a lot of times, you know, in my own life, and I've learned, and I think I know the answer to this, but I'll let you say it. But, but you know, the thing is, you know, in my own life, I thought, okay, one time Spirit said, Michael, you're not doing it right. And I thought, what? And so, and I think I've learned a secret. But let's see if we're on the same page.
Well, okay. You just said two words. You said The Secret, which, as most people know, is a best-selling book.
Right.
But the author only listed a partial way of manifesting, just thinking it and allowing it to happen. Well, you know, we have natural laws in this universe. You know, we have the law of attraction. And every law has a flip side. So the law of attraction flip side is the law of repulsion, which means you push things away. So when you want something really, really badly, so badly you can taste it and that's all you can think about and you can't think about anything else or focus on anyone else, you're going to repulse that what you most want. And as an example, let's say you really want, you know, your soulmate, the twin flame that everyone's always talking about.
Right, yeah.
And you're so focused on, is this person going to be my soulmate or my twin flame? And I didn't feel that spark and that instant connection. So this must not be it. And then you keep going through all these people trying to find the soulmate. Well, or maybe you're finding someone in there in your acquaintance group and you're not paying much attention to them because maybe you are thinking you have to have someone who's only rich or drives a special car. Or,
right.
You know, maybe you don't want to date the mechanic because you want someone who's an executive. So you're bypassing things that you want for something that an ideal. So when you are manifesting, when people think things through, a lot of people don't think realistically or use common sense. So let's say I'm 500 pounds and I want to go on a diet and I'm going to say I'm thinner, I've lost weight, and you do all these manifestation things.
Okay.
But I'm still eating all those cookies and pies and prime rib and everything else, and I'm not doing any exercises. I'm not thinking realistically. So my manifestation isn't going to work. I'm repulsing it. Because there's a secret behind the secret that they don't tell you, which is you have to do an action, too. So whether that action is to make a plan, make a goal, or do an action, whether it's lighting a candle or saying prayers or going out and meeting people, you know, as you're a psychic medium, I'm sure one of the big questions you get is, when am I going to find the love of my life?
Right.
And these people sit in their home day in, day out in front of the computer or the TV, and they don't get out to meet people. And I always tell people, Fabio is not going to come knock on your door and say, I'm here to take you away, my lovely lady.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. The only person who's coming to your house is going to be the plumber or the lawn guy, okay? And most of those are married. So unless you get out of the house, when you're trying to manifest your dearly beloved, you're not going to be successful because you're not taking action. You're thinking of it, but you still have to take an action.
Right, definitely. Yeah, because, you know, I think that people take that literally, you know, opportunity knocking on your door. You know, sometimes that doesn't, you know, I think that people just take that too literal. But yeah, because you gotta put action behind what you want in your life. You just can't, you know, sit there in your house thinking, okay, I'm gonna get this. You know, it's like, okay, let's say if you want a job, okay,
yeah.
you can't say, okay, I need a job, I want a job, and you never, you know, put any applications out there. You never go online and look for a job. You know,
yeah. It's
not gonna happen. You know, I don't care how much you sit in there and how much your intent is. It's just not going to happen without some action behind that.
It's like when if you want to lose weight, well, then you have to change your diet. You have to eat healthier. You have to exercise. Without exercising, you're not going to lose weight. And exercising doesn't have to be sweaty. You could just start walking. I know so many people who just start getting out of the house and start walking with a friend. Just, we're humans. Our bodies were made to walk long distances.
Right.
Sensation time. So get out and walk.
Definitely.
Or if you like swimming, go swimming, but you have to do an action. You want to meet someone, join a single group, join a tour group, volunteer someplace, get out of your house and stop eating macaroni and cheese and ice cream in front of your computer and TV. Get out of the house. Go meet people.
Right, definitely. Now how did you get into, let's let's get back on track a little bit here. How did you get into the psychic stuff? How did that all start for you?
Well, since I've been little, I've been able to see and talk to all kinds of spirits, whether it's fairies and elementals, deceased loved ones, ghosts, angels, spirit guides. I've been able to see them and talk to them since I was little.
Right.
And I would get what I would call these hunches when I was little about things that were going to happen, whether to me, family members, or friends. And I would say things sometimes, and sometimes I wouldn't, because after a while you get a little stigma if you open your mouth.
Right.
You know, years ago. Now it's a lot different
yeah.
the last 10 years than it had been earlier. But one of the strongest ones, I remember I was being harassed and stalked by a neighbor who lived the street over from me when I was 16, and a friend of mine gave me some pepper spray, which I had went to someone else who used it, so I had to get more. So at the time, the only place you could buy pepper spray was at a gun shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to go buy my pepper spray that I had given to someone else, and I could distinctly hear my spirit guide telling me, keep driving, don't pull in, because I started pulling in the driveway.
Right.
And I went to see my mom and took her to lunch at her work and then went back. Well, when I got back to where the gun store was, it had just been robbed and there was cop cars and ambulances there.
Mm.
So if I had stayed there 40 minutes before, two men came in and tried to steal money and guns and shut up the place. And if I hadn't listened to my spirit guide,
right.
I could have been one of those people there.
Yep. And that's trusting our intuition, and that's, yeah. Luckily you were listening that day, so that's,
yeah.
Right.
So many people say, no, that's not true. I always tell people, if it's so loud and someone in your head, or you think it's in your head, or your gut's turning and your butterflies, don't do it then. Listen to your body, listen to your spirit, listen to your intuition.
Right. Yeah, you got to listen
to something else.
Yeah, you got to listen to that little voice inside of us. It's there for a reason. Now, was anybody in your family besides you actively using their gifts?
Yeah, my dad's first cousin is a psychic medium like myself, and we do some events together.
Awesome.
And, so that goes through under my dad's side.
Right. Well, that's, because, I mean, a lot of times, you know, I ask that question, and you know, a lot of times people say, no, they're the only one or whatever. So it's nice to have somebody else that can understand you and you know, sort of relate to you. Because, you know, a lot of times people look at me, because I don't really have that. I mean, I have some friends, I have close friends that sort of get me. I mean, they still shake their heads every once in a while, but you know. Well, some of the stuff that I say, but, you know, but it is nice to have that support. Would you agree with that? It's just nice to have that support around us because we are a little bit out there sometimes.
Yeah, and, you know, some people call me, like, oh, that little airy, fairy little girl. And
right.
Because I do a lot with fairy energy.
Right.
And, you know, that she's out there, she already knows it, or they're afraid of you, because I've had people come up to me and say, you know, I don't want to talk to you because you could read my mind. Well, hello, I don't have ESP, but I generally can tell what someone's thinking because I can read their energy and their body language, and, you know, the spirits are there telling me too. So
right.
Kind of like I'm in your head, but I'm not really in your head.
Right.
So, but that's just how some people are.
Right.
Now, everything.
And it's very interesting that you work with fairies, and I'm going to tell you why. That Spirit is just very interesting to me at times, because over a couple of days ago, somebody asked me if I work with fairies or if I see fairies. I don't really work with that energy. I believe in fairies. I've really never seen a fairy, but I know they exist. Okay. Now for you, what do they look like? Have you ever seen them? Okay. What do they look like to you? I'm interested.
Yeah, well, fairies come in different sizes, and I have a special episode on Tuesday I'm doing all about fairies and elementals, but the fairies I've seen come in different sizes. Some of them are as small as my hand, and some of them are taller than me. It depends on which part of the country I'm at, what type of naturescape I'm in, You know, my backyard has a lot of the smaller fairies.
Okay.
They play in my flower gardens. They play with my dog. They're in my three lilac bushes right now.
Right.
When I first bought the house, you know, I had to go get a frog. I don't collect frogs. I don't care for frogs. But, by God, they wanted a frog statue back there, so I had to go buy a frog statue for them because that's what they wanted.
Right.
So, and they come in all kinds of colors. And a lot of people think fairies are all love and light, but they're just like humans. They can be very mischievous. They're very healing. If you have health problems with your animals, you know, ask the fairies to help heal them, because I know the fairies in my backyard play with my dog constantly. And he, you know, he chases them around the lilac bushes. You know, I could see him laying there. I could see them walking on him and him looking up and say, okay, it's you again. So it just depends. There's a lot more in untouched nature areas like forests, woods, mountain regions, things that have not been chemically treated.
Okay.
Because the chemicals that affect us and make us ill also make them ill.
Right. Now, the one thing that I found interesting, you said that, because I don't know that much about them, and I found this very interesting that you sort of do know all this stuff. Now, you mentioned, you know, in the where you go in different parts of the country, they change. I found that interesting. Why do you think that?
Because fairies are elemental, meaning they work with earth energy, so that's
okay.
Your earth, your air, your wind, your fire.
Right.
They are a spiritual being, too, just like
okay.
we are.
Right.
Our soul is a spiritual being that inhabits the human body. Okay, so
yep.
we have this physical body that our soul inhabits while we're here on Earth before we go home, which is heaven, nirvana, you know, valley of the shadows, whatever you call it.
Right.
And fairies have what you see, I call it like a see-through body. It's sort of like an angel or a ghost, you know.
Okay.
It's not a physical body. It's more of a spiritual being. Now, some of them can manifest into physical bodies just like angels do, and, you know, guardian angels do occasionally when they're trying to help us. They'll manifest into, you know, a spiritual being will manifest a physical body, or they'll jump into or borrow a body. And that's
right.
what kind of fairies can do, too. And they're quite mischievous, some of them. And some of them aren't used to humans or have had bad experiences with humans. So, you know, they don't want to help you or don't want to be around you. Just like we, you know, humans, some of us don't like other humans. Or,
right.
You know, we have our bad apples in humans. You know, they're
right.
Same thing with fairies. Not all of them are always nice. You know, a lot of those old fairy tales, if you recall the old fairy tales, you know, fairies like stealing children or, you know, playing games and hiding things. I mean, those are kind of based in fact.
They just like to mess around. And mean, so, yeah, I'm learning some stuff. Hopefully other people are learning stuff, too, because I, like I said, I have a friend that works with fairies, but I really not got into, you know, talking to her too much about it and stuff like that. And like I said, you know, a couple of days ago, somebody asked me, and I said, well, I sort of think I've seen a little bit every once in a while, you know, but I'm not really sure. I mean, I'm seeing spirits of all sorts all the time. So, you know, it's a
yeah.
little hard for me to distinguish. Now, if somebody wants to work with fairy energy, how would we go about doing that? If there's somebody listening to us right now that finds this interesting, which I do, How would I work with fairy energy better?
Well, you have to be outside. You cannot
okay.
stay inside your house and
right.
expect the fairies are going to come into your home because, you know,
right.
we have metal and iron and steel
right.
all over our houses. And if you have stainless steel kitchen appliances, you know, they're not going to come in your kitchen to help you, okay?
Right, yeah. Okay.
You know, because that does drain some of their energy.
Right.
So you have to be out in nature, and whether that's in a body of water, at the woods, forest, a garden, fairy forest. Lilydale, New York, has a beautiful fairy garden that you can walk through, and they have a fairy temple. It's very beautiful, and you can go see all these different fairy houses that people have made and put in there for the fairy energy and the fairies. But you need to be outside, and you have to start being one in nature. Which means you have to connect to nature. So you need to go out and sit out in your yard on the grass with your shoes off and connect to the earth energy, and then start opening and allowing it, because so many people block their spirit communication,
right,
which I teach people how to open themselves up. You know, there's some people who like us, Michael, can only, some people, psychic mediums, all they can see are ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
They can only see ghosts and nothing else. Others of us can't see ghosts or deceased loved ones, but they can see angels or spirit guides.
Right.
Or some can only see fairies, and some can see all of them, like I can see everything. So,
right.
But I allow myself. So when you're blocking yourself from open spirit communication, you put blocks on saying, well, I don't think I can see ghosts, or I don't want to see, you know, dead who have, you know, still have their injuries and, you know, low-level
right.
vibration energy, then you're kind of blocking yourself, and you won't see it. But you need to get outside. You need to sit in nature. You need to be a shoeless. You have to sit out there in nature. It's best if you wear clothing that's made out of natural fibers like silk or cotton. So, you know, you don't want to wear your rayon or polyester, because all that stuff is restricting, and you want to start opening yourself up. Start listening to the birds and the bugs and the things outside.
Right.
And, you know, be around flowers. Try to see some of those energies that have come around. Sometimes people only see little flashes of color, of pinks and greens and blues.
Right.
And, you know, that's what happens. Some people will see them. Other people will see wings. Others will see bits of hair. They'll think that something's moving on the flowers, and they'll go investigate, and then they're trying to find it. So it's, once you just open yourself up to that communication, things will get a little, start popping for you.
Yeah, because I just, something just popped in my head, and I remembered one time that I was outside, and I thought it was a hummingbird, you know, because hummingbirds are really little. But now I'm thinking maybe it was something else, because it was really little.
Was yours green?
Did
you
green.
See it? You thought it was a green?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm seeing what you're seeing now. And it had brown hair, so you were actually seeing a little fairy. It was green with brown hair.
Yeah, because it was like, yeah, it was definitely green. And, so,
and it was a masculine energy.
Yep, definitely, yeah. Definitely, yeah, that's pretty cool. So, yeah. So
you did see a fairy.
I did. So that's cool. I just, you know, I don't, like I said, you know, I probably see them all the time. I'm just not paying attention, like a lot of people in the spirit world. We're not paying attention. I talked about this the other day. We're not paying attention to what's around us and what's going on in the spirit world around us. So we got to be more attentive to what's going on. We do have some people that would like to talk to you. I think we'll take a couple calls, and we'll talk in between.
Sure.
If you're ready and up to it.
Sure.
I'm gonna give everybody some guidance, and then is there anything that you need from them? As you know, because a lot of times people ask for like their name or their birthday. What do you need anything from them?
I just need their voice, and then I can latch on their energy.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead. Okay. I'm gonna give everybody some guidance, though. Okay. Because we've had some problems in the past. Please only ask one question. If you would like to talk to her more, I'm sure she would be more than ready to talk to you in a full reading and stuff like that. So please only ask one question. We got a lot of callers. We're not going to take everybody, of course, but please keep that in mind. One question per caller. And let's going to start with Marilyn. You're on with myself and Melinda. We appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Oh, hi, Michael and Melinda. Thank you very much for taking my call. And
hi, Melinda.
Hi, Melinda. Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to just see what Spirit has up for me for healing at this time.
So are you looking to be a healer, or are you looking for to get healed?
To release and heal anything and everything
okay.
that's holding me back, obstacles around work,
you
money,
love.
You need
to make a forgiveness. Okay, Marilyn, you need to make a forgiveness list, because
mm-hmm.
you hold a lot of things in, and you like to hold grudges, and you don't like to let go of things, and you like to always be right. So you need to make a list, starting with yourself, that I forgive myself, and then go through all the way back to grade school, because you're still mad at some of the people from grade school and high school, and write their names down and what they did, and then write after it, I release this. So, you know, if you were mad at your, you know, boyfriend from high school, you write his name down and say, you know, you know, you broke up with me in front of everybody. Then you write, I release this. That would be a very good exercise for you to do. You need to learn forgiveness, starting with yourself, too, is what they're telling me.
Wow.
You're very hard on yourself. And your energy would get better once you start letting things go and releasing them. And if you can't take it and you can't do it yourself, then you know, that's a good exercise to do, is writing it out. This person did this to me and I'm releasing it, because you no longer want to carry that with you. People don't realize that there's an energy to everything, and there's also an energy to forgiveness. And when we hold on to things that anger us and upset us, that festers in physical ailments like stomach aches and nervous tics and headaches and earaches and neck pain and shoulder pain. So you really will do a lot better if you practice the practice of the forgiveness energy.
That's fabulous. I actually taught radical forgiveness to women in prison, long-term inmates, last year. It was through this whole Colin Tipping and worksheets and all this, but I like yours much better. It's so much faster.
Yeah, well, see, people think they have to buy the book and do this huge, big 20-chapter thing, and then they have to do some big, huge ritual. All you need to do is get a piece of paper and a pen or pencil or marker or crayon, or you can use nail polish or eyeliner, whatever you feel best to write with. And, you know, you could write it on construction paper. You could make a big poster board of it saying, this is my forgiveness list, and you start with yourself first.
That's awesome.
I'm not
Thank
big
you.
On rituals. I just like to do and release.
Yeah, me too. I just want to get through it all. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Marilyn.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
God bless.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to do that.
It does help. Now, there's some things we can't forgive.
Right.
You know, obviously, there's things that we have a hard time getting over. People have hurt us too bad. So sometimes you have to say, I'm going to let go and let God. And maybe you have to say that 6 times a year for 16 years in a row before you finally can let that one thing go. But the more you keep trying, the better it is for you, because you don't want to carry that around with you.
No, because it's just weighting us down. You know, I always tell people, you know, forgiving is not really for the other person. It's for us to get us away from that energy and for us to be able to bring new energy to us. But that's awesome. I need to do that. So because I always tell people, you know, when you're listening to other, you know, calls, you know, a lot of times there's stuff in those calls for you. You know, you might not get on, but there's still stuff there, you know, because Spirit might be speaking to you, too, about some things. So, but, yeah, that's an awesome tool. And Melinda, how do we get hold of you?
I have a website. It's called Psychic Melinda, and that's spelled Melinda .webs.com. So psychicmelinda.webs.com. I'm also on Twitter at Psychic Melinda. And then I also have the Blog Talk Radio show, Positive Perspectives, on Sundays and Tuesdays over here on Blog Talk.
Okay. What time is your show on?
My show is on Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern. So this Sunday I'm doing a special Mother's Day on the Divine Feminine and taking people's calls about their mothers to honor mother.
Awesome.
And all the moms out there, with some mini readings thrown in. And Tuesday nights I broadcast at 9 p.m. Eastern. And this Tuesday I'm doing a special episode all about fairies and elementals, like wood sprites, water nymphs, and sylphs. You know, I'm teaching people how to connect with those elementals.
Well, you can expect me to be there, because I'm going to listen to that show for sure. Because I want to learn more about that. Now you mentioned that you taught some classes. Do you teach those online or in person?
I've taught classes online. I've done workshops through different websites for people. Different groups have hosted me. I also teach workshops in person. I've taught at many, many metaphysical stores. I've spoken at many groups, metaphysical groups. I've been at expos and international expos and psychic fairs. And, you know, whoever gives me a chance to speak, I take it, because that's what I want to do, is help people.
Right.
I want people to help themselves. And, some of my workshops are a little different than the norm. And, you know, my Clear the Negativity from Your Life one is something no one else is doing, and it's copywritten. There's a lot of people now that have heard me and are trying to, you know, they take portions of it now.
Right.
It happens in our world, yeah, too. But
it does, yeah.
Yeah, but, it's copywritten, and, you know, I have DVDs and CDs that I sell of it, and I just was chosen as part of the Holistic Highway series, DVD series, so they have that out on DVD, and I'll have two more DVDs with them coming out in the next couple of months when the production's done. So I'm excited.
Do you have any books out?
No, not yet.
Okay.
That's something I have to add to my repertoire. And,
right.
You know, I have a lot of people, talking to me, and people, different publishers have been approaching me. I just, at the moment, haven't had a time to do
right.
So.
You're like, okay, Michael, why did you even bring that up? Yeah, but
because there's a lot of people I know. I've been behind.
I sort of saw, it was funny, Melinda, what I saw was sort of like, the reason I brought it up is my spirit guide sort of showed like me, like a workbook. It's something like that. And so that's why I brought it up, because I kept seeing a workbook sort of like thing with about, how to clear negativity and stuff away from
yourself. Yep, that's exactly what
all right.
What we've been talking about.
Okay.
I just haven't had an opportunity to get that started yet, because I've been
at least I was on the right page there, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But I have my other products that help people, too. So,
what are those? I mean, what are your other products that you have?
Mine are all energy charged. They're positive energy products to help people remove negative energy. So I have a fairy dust, an energy charged fairy dust, that brings you that joy and happiness. It raises your vibrations. It brings you that peaceful home, a nice energy. It's a great manifestation tool, and it's also mischievous. So people have improvements, vast improvements in their love life when they use that around their bed. So I have, that. My other dust is called Cosmic Dust, and that removes and blocks negative energy from any location.
Right.
And it removes, hexes and curses for those people who are worried about that kind of stuff. And I have an angel magic oil that's an essential oil-based oil that helps raise vibrations of any location that you dab it on the windows or doors. It helps you open yourself up for communication with the spirit world. So if someone out there is trying really hard to open themselves up and unblock themselves, sometimes you just need a little tool, and that angel oil is what that tool is. You dab it on your third eye and release those blocks that people hold back from receiving those messages.
Right.
And then I have sage and lavender sachets and, of course, the DVDs and CDs on my workshop. So my whole goal in life in the last 3 years, I've spent just teaching people how to get rid of negative energy.
Right.
How to change their vibration, because you are what you vibrate to. So if you have a low-level vibration, and there's people out there saying, I'm so always depressed, nothing ever works right, I'm so unlucky, and they're going on and on about that, well, they're going to stay in that unlucky, low-level, depressed vibration. And what's
right.
going to happen? They're not going to be happy. They're not going to want good things to happen to themselves, because they're so stuck in being miserable and depressed, they can't get out of that energy vibration. So they
right.
attract other messes to them, which is like, getting your hours cut from work, or losing your friends, or finding everyone else you meet is toxic or depressed because your vibration is too low. So if you raise your vibrations of your body and your energy in your home, then you start attracting more things and different things. Using my tools, I'm raising my energy. My manifestation has improved greatly in the last 3 years, and I'm always given things by people.
Right.
I needed a new stove, I ended up getting a free stove. I needed the car, I got a free car. So it's just like these manifestations that you do are better when you use a tool and you vibrate higher.
Right. because it's all on the our vibration. Was having some problems, Melinda, but I think it cleared up. I think we were having some problems with you right when you were talking. I was having a hard time hearing you. I don't know. It could have been
other blog talk.
blog talk and you know there is other energies at work at times, and so you know sometimes those energy tries to stop positive things from going forward. And, you know, that could have been a little bit of that going on. Now, talking about, okay, let's say let's just use me for an example, okay? We're gonna say that right now I'm very negative. My whole life is negative. I'm not a very positive person at all. I think that the world is just a really bad place. How would I change, how would I change?
Well, I always tell people, you know how we talked about the energy of forgiveness with the caller, Marilyn.
Right.
I always tell people to start making a thankful list.
Okay.
What are you thankful for in your life? And if you can only name a couple things the first day, that's a good start. Because some people can't be happy about anything and they're not thankful for anything. So let's say you have a cat or a dog.
Right.
And you just love that cat or dog. So on your thankful list, you're going to put, I love my dog or I love my cat. I'm thankful that I have this dog or this cat.
Right.
Or let's say you have a good relationship with your mom because she's very supportive and she's always gives you love and encouragement. I am thankful for my loving mom. Or maybe you have a best friend who no matter what happens to you is your top cheerleader. So then you put, I am thankful for my best friend. Now, people who are happy with their jobs, and there's lots of people because the economy is kind of down in the gutter right now still.
Right.
But there are people who are working jobs that they're way overqualified for just so they can put food in on the table and feed their children. And they might not be the happiest. But instead of keep saying, I'm miserable at my job, it's beneath me, over and over and over again, which just puts that negative connotation, change it up to say, I am thankful I have this job that allows me to feed my children.
Right.
Or pay my mortgage. And the more you try to say things that you're thankful for and you put your positive, because your words, your thoughts are energy form.
Right.
Speaking those words amplifies that energy. So saying I am thankful for something, you are putting positive thoughts and energy out into the universe or the God, whichever your belief.
Right.
So what happens when you're putting that out, it comes back to you. So the things that you're doing and saying is what you're going to attract. So when you say, I'm miserable at work, everyone is treated better than I am, I hate my boss, he's so nasty to me, he's awful, but he's super nice to everybody else. Well, the more you keep saying that, you're going to make that situation deepen and get more miserable for yourself. So if you change it by saying, I'm thankful for this job that allowed me to pay my mortgage and put food in my children's bellies. Or circle yourself in the pink light ray. So when you go to your workplace, you're more likable. You already have that pink love energy around you. It reduces tension and brings calmness and makes people like you. And if you do something like that, that's a positive step forward. You're changing the energy and the vibration around you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because I went through a years and years ago, went through a divorce, and it was really hard on me. And you know, I didn't even know what I know now. this was like years and years ago. And it was that way. I was really negative. You know, I moved out of a really nice house into like a little small apartment where my bed was actually in my kitchen. And it just wasn't the ideal situation. So I complained constantly, all the time. Well, you know, well, of course that is going to create more negativity. You know, I wasn't feeling good about the situation. I prayed one day, and God said, or Spirit said, or whatever you want to call that, said, you know, if you would just go into your house and say, okay, I like this place, you're going to change that energy. And I thought, yeah, okay. So I tried it, you know, for the first few days, of course, you know, wasn't very positive, I was saying it, but, you know, after a while, it actually did start changing it. I actually started fixing up the place the best I could, you know, really started liking the place. What happened, long story short, my landlord came to me one day and said, well, we're going to have to raise your rent, but we have another place for you. And I wanted to get closer to work. They actually had an apartment that nobody had lived in. They had just remodeled it, and it you could see where I worked from my front door.
There you go.
And, you know, and so you know, my attitude began to change the situation around me. And you know, but it took an action. You know, it goes back to that action. You know, I had to start saying out loud every day I walked in there, I like this place. And it worked. So.
Yeah, because you were changing the energy of your place, of
right.
your home.
Right.
And people forget that their home is their sacred space. That is where your most beloved possessions are. That's your energy. It's your safety zone away from your workplace or your friends or your family. And it's your safety zone. And I always tell people, you know, a lot of people go and they'll go get Reiki or quantum touch or some other type of healing energy.
Right.
And then they'll go back to their house and then they'll call me saying, you know, Melinda, I went and saw someone and got Reiki. And, you know, I spent $100 on Reiki, but I felt great. And then I came home and now it doesn't feel like it works. And I tell them, you need to clear the energy in your home first before you go for any type of energy attunement. Because if you go and pay all this money for someone to do a Reiki attunement on you or quantum touch or some other energy tuning forks or whatever energy healing work you go for, and then you don't clear your energy in your house, you paid all that money, you just wasted it. Because now you're attuned and then you walk into your house, you'll be okay for a little bit, but then within 2 hours your energy will be zapped and you're back in that negative energy in your house.
Yep.
It's so important that spring, clear the energy in your home. And you can't just open the windows and say, okay, it's like a bad fish smell. There goes the bad negative energy. No, you have to do things to clear it.
Right.
You know, my cosmic dust will clear it. You can burn sage. You have to do things to clear the energy in your home.
Right, definitely. Yeah, I totally agree. And because I don't know about you, and Melinda, but there is times when I've walked into houses, you know, when I was looking for a place to rent, one comes to mind right now. I mean, I put my foot on the porch, and I didn't know what I know now. I put my foot on the porch, and all of a sudden, something just didn't feel right. And I thought, I'm not going in that house, you know, because
yeah.
it was, because everything, you know, every place has its own energy. And yeah, you know, and why would you go cleanse your energy and not cleanse your home's energy? Your home's like a sponge. It's going to hold that unless you get
yeah.
rid of it. So, yeah. Yeah, because I was drawn, and I might buy some of your dust, because I was actually drawn to it. The other day I went to your website, and for some reason that's the first thing that popped out with all your products, so maybe I need some. Because that's what I tell people, you know, that thing that pops out at you, that might be what you need. There's a reason that's popping out at you. And so just trust that intuition. That's what I would tell people. So.
And you know, and they work. I'm in stores. I have other people, other mediums selling the products. So, you know, there's a lot of people who believe in them and bring lovely testimonials. And I thank each and every one of them for trying it. And, you know, it's wonderful to be able to help people because
right.
it's just another extension that I do, because there's a lot of people, you know, I go around Ohio and other locations to do energy cleansings at people's homes and their bars, their offices, their restaurants, you know, beauty salons, you name it, I've been there. I've done, you know, mechanics, you know, a garage.
Right.
I've cleared energy in lots of places, strip clubs, I mean, wherever they call me, you know, I'll go and I'll clear the energy.
Yeah, because there's a building right, well, within a half a block from where I'm at right now. This building, I know that there's a problem with it because no business can stay in there. I mean, they start a business in there, and just about a year ago, these people spent probably millions of dollars getting this building all fixed up really nice. They were open maybe 7 months.
They had a shooting in the building. If you look
okay.
back, I don't know...
Okay.
Where exactly, but there was a shooting. There's three men were involved, and
okay.
One was killed, and just that energy of the vibration of that murder is there.
Okay.
Energy needs to be cleared. If they had someone like you or I to come and clear their
right.
energy, then yeah, that would be a lot better for them. But if that's the energy, and plus earlier than that, too, there was a lot of trauma in that general area. from 100 years ago, too. So people forget that there's things that have happened on land.
Yeah, maybe.
No matter where you live, that energy stays until you clear it.
Maybe you can help me with something, because there's a park which is close to where I live as well. It's close to this building that I just talked about. And this park, I don't like to even be in there at all. Do you pick up anything?
There was an Indian massacre in that park. I don't know where exactly you live, Michael, but there was some kind of Indian massacre. There was a lot of women and children that were brutally murdered on that spot.
Okay. All right. That would make sense, and that's sort of what I was feeling. So that makes sense. That's sort of the energy I was feeling. Okay.
About 16 women and about 24 or 25 children.
Yeah, because it's just like this dark. It's just like a dark energy, and it just I just don't even like being in there.
I mean, it's beautiful. If you cleared it, if you went into that area and you cleared that park energy, you know, the energy from there. Because what happened is, you know, when we have locations or spaces and something brutal happens, that energy stays there, whether it's that fear or the death throes. You know, it's stronger because blood has been spilled, and that's our lifeblood. So blood is spilled. Our energy is our bodies, and everything in our bodies are energy. You know, we have atoms in our bloodstream, too. Our energy gets spilled on that space, and it doesn't go away. It might rain, or they might try to hose it down, but it still seeps into that earth area, and that's what happens.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and let's take another call here. They're patiently, hopefully patiently waiting for you. Louise, you are on air. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you and for your patience. Go ahead.
And thank you, Melinda. You have an awesome show that I try to get you to listen every week, and thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Louise.
You do a great service. And so I do have a question. I know others are waiting. Mine is around career and employment. Do you see me getting a job that's more of a career soon?
Yes, you should be getting something around June. This is what I want you to do, Louise. I don't know if you started doing this. You've heard me say this before. But on your resume, I want you to take a print out a copy of your resume. So many people, we just email them now. But print a copy of your resume out, and on the back of the resume, I want you to say and write this. I am ready and willing for my new position. I am ready and willing for my new position. Because what you're doing is you're doing an action. So not only are you sending your resumes out, but you're also doing an action. You're writing something on your resume. Okay? And then what is it that you want so badly? Write that down then. I mean, if you don't have to be specific on the company. Like, you don't want to say, I want to work for GE only, because you're going to limit your manifesting. But when you write, I am ready and, you know, willing for my new position, you're putting that out there. You're changing your thought pattern instead of saying, I'm always sending these resumes. When am I going to get this? Well, you're just putting a clarifier on your manifesting. You know, I'm not hearing nothing. I'm getting rejected. We want to get you out of that frame, okay, because that's what you've been saying.
Okay.
So I am ready and willing for my new position. And if you want to write underneath that, you know, a place that's going to treat you well with good benefits and a great salary, put that on there too. You're
going
to work with nice people that are respectful to you and look up to you. You write that down. You want to do generalizations because you don't want to be so concise on your manifesting that you're going to narrow down the opportunities God or the universe, whatever your belief, will give to you. And then you're going to write that down, and you're going to put it on table, and you're going to get a white candle. This could be a white pillar candle. This could be one of those taper candles. It could be a votive candle. You can get it a white candle at any dollar store, okay? And it could be a little tea light. And you just put that candle, and then you say out loud, I am ready and willing for my new position, and you light that candle. And you're doing another action. Not only are you writing everything down, and you're putting your energy into your resume, okay? I mean, it's a little bit different because we type them, so the energy goes in at the keyboard, okay? But you need to actually write it on your resume because that puts your energy in your resume. And then you get that white candle and you place it on your resume because that helps bring that white light, that divine white light, a God, goddess, universe, whichever your belief, to
okay.
you. And you just, you know, you could also call on Archangel Gabriel because he is, Archangel Gabriel is the angel of the messenger angel. And he
okay.
deals with communication. Right.
Great.
So you should get
thank you. Very...
If you do these steps today or tomorrow, you'll hear something by June. If you delay and not do this, and you think it's silly, and you don't do anything for another 3 months, then you're going to be waiting for September. So it's up to
right.
you. You want to start in June or you want to start in September?
I want to start tomorrow.
There you go.
Great. Thank you so much. And, you know, I just also want to put out there that if everyone can send, you know, healing energy and positive energy to the four victims of that horrific kidnapping episode in Ohio, I think
yeah,
that, you
that's
know.
That's in my city. Those victims were Michelle Knight. She was held the longest for 12 years. Amanda Berry was held almost 11 years. And Gina DeJesus was held over 9 years, and then Amanda Berry had a child in captivity, her little daughter who is sick. So, yes, we've been doing a lot of prayers and sending healing energy to the four. I don't like calling them victims. I'm calling them survivors because I want to put that survivor energy around them because they are strong women. They survived.
Incredible.
They're still here, and they're still in one piece, and eventually, you know, I think two of them will be a little bit better sooner than the other one. I'm not naming
yeah.
names now, but that
yeah.
energy will go a long way to help them.
Absolutely. And so, you know, if everyone could do that, that would be great.
We appreciate you mentioning that, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right.
Good luck, Louise.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's definitely. You know what? Let's just pause for a minute. Why don't we just do it right now? We're just going to pause and just. I want you to send energy to those people in Ohio that went through this. And I agree with you, Melinda. They're not victims. They are survivors. And but they do need strength. And so we're going to be quiet for just a minute. And we're just going to send energy to them. And when I feel like we're supposed to speak again, we will. So we're going to be quiet for just a second and send energy. Thank you for doing that. Continue to do that. But I was just drawn to do that. And Spirit stepped in and actually got them out of that situation. And so we're thankful for that too. They're finally be out of there. But there is a lot of healing that is going to have to take place. And so I could not imagine how that is. And, you know, and they have to have cleansing energy. I mean, they picked up a lot of negativity and a lot of stuff out of that. So, so be sure that we cleanse their energy fields. All right. Give us your website one more time, Melinda, really quick.
It's Psychic Melinda, M-E-L-I-N-D-A, .webs.com.
And now, what part of Ohio are you in? I didn't know you were in Ohio. What part are you in?
I'm in suburban Cleveland, where the three girls were housed the one little girl.
Right.
So, yes, the city's been manic since Monday at 6 o'clock when they were located, when
right.
she came busting through that door with her neighbor. I did a special on my show Tuesday on it. So,
right.
And the last girl, Michelle, just was released from the hospital. She suffered the most damage from the reports that have been released.
Right.
I tell people, everyone should, you know, be nosy. If you see things that aren't copacetic or you get a bad feeling about something, call and tell someone, especially in this day and age. There's so many cases of people being held in captivity. I mean, J.C. Duggar, Elizabeth Smart, that little boy Sean.
Right.
This happens in every city. There is a sex trade also where, you know, girls are brought in from Mexico. They just went into the Saudi Arabian embassy and rescued two women from Mexico that were held as sex slaves. So, and, you know, the girls from Russia and the old USSR area, they were held as sex slaves
right. All
over New York and New Jersey. So you start noticing things, a lot of people, you're hearing screams and people are in the windows call. I mean, here in Cleveland, we had, you know, Charles Ramsey and Angel Cordero help this poor girl get out of that house. They could have turned a blind eye, like the other lady in the neighborhood, a young girl with her own 3-year-old, who said, "Oh, I noticed her screaming and banging, but I turned away and minded my own business. It wasn't my business."
Right.
Versus the other two. In the same breath, this woman was saying, "Oh, it wasn't my business. It wasn't my business." Then she's screaming at the reporters that, you know, "That could have been my son, and I would have wanted help." Well, if that was her son, what kind of help is she going to get? Because she wasn't going to help this Amanda.
Right.
She could have picked up the phone and called, too, and she did nothing. She said, "Well, it wasn't my business," and
right. Turned
away. You hear your neighbors beating on their kids or their wives or their husbands or the boyfriend, the girlfriend, call the police.
Right.
Do something.
Yeah. Do something. Yeah, you know, and pay attention. You know, that's, you know, again, it goes back, you know, we're just not paying attention, and we have this mindset that we just don't, you know, we're going, you know, it's not my business. Well, we need to make it our business. We are all hooked together, and we need to make it our business to be sure that everybody's okay.
I mean, I called the police before. I used to live in a 2-family years ago. There's a couple that moved in. He used to beat the hell out of her
right. A
couple times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time he did it, I didn't know what was going on. He stormed out of the house. I went running down because I had just came home from work. And
right.
He was screaming and yelling, this thump, thump, thump. Well, I wasn't sure what was going on. But when he left, I went down there, and I was trying to talk to her through the door, and she said she was absolutely fine. I said, "Do you want me to call the police and the ambulance?" And she said, no. He just, you know, something fell off the wall.
Right.
Well, the next week I heard it again, and I didn't wait that time. I called the police. And that man got mad at me, and he came, after the police left, he came pounding on my door.
Right.
And I'm a smart mouth little Italian girl, so I told him, I didn't open the door because he was in a rage, pounding and kicking the wall.
Right.
So I was not his girlfriend, I was not going to be his punching bag, and if he continued to keep trying to break down my door, I'd have him arrested. He
right. Kept
pounding, I called the police again, and I filed a complaint and had him arrested. I don't play around with that
right. Anymore. Right. Nope. But let's go now with, you know, going back to creating positive energy in our lives, you know, because these people are going to really need that to get them through, you know, the days ahead. When we go through terrible things, you know, like that or what other things, how do we create positive? How do we see positive?
Right. You have to look at who supports you. And I use this story a lot to demonstrate this
okay. Statement
of mine. You know, 2.5 years ago, I lost my little sister to breast cancer. She had it for 18 months, and she lost her battle with breast cancer.
Right.
And, you know, you go through grief and rage, and for like 2 months afterwards, I could barely function, but I got through the day, you know, because you had to go back to work, you had to... And I take care of my dog. I didn't do any readings for 2 months because I just couldn't get the energy to deal with other people's problems. And
right. The
way to get through that is to look at the support. You know, I look back at how many people love my sister and how many people love my family and who came to my sister's wake and funeral. I had friends that drove from Buffalo, New York, and all over Ohio. And my family, you know, from all over the country came. You have to look at your support and how much that means to you. Because when you are supported and someone tells you, "I'm sorry," they might not know what else to say, but just by showing their support, giving you a hug, sending you flowers, calling you, "How are you?" Not just a fake, "Hi, how are you?" when you've seen acquaintance you haven't seen for a while or, you know, you're going from the store. But the true, "Hello, how are you?" It really does make a difference, and you have to look at your support. You know, if you have some kind of devastating disease that you learned about at the hospital, well, what is your support system? The support system and how you look at it is the best way for someone to get through whatever crisis of faith or health crisis that they are going through. And you're not, we're human. So even though we're spiritual beings, we're in this human body. So we have this human anger and jealousy and grief and rage, things that we don't feel when we're back home, heaven, nirvana, whatever your belief system. And when you can do that and you can have that positive support around you, you know, someone bringing you a meal or someone calling you and taking you for a walk. You know, I had so many people that took care of my dog so I could be at the hospital nonstop for those last 2 weeks. You know, without my support system, maybe I wouldn't have gone through it like I did.
Right.
So that's what you have to look at.
Yeah.
It goes back to making your thankful list. Who in your life are you thankful for? What do you have in your life that you're thankful for? Write it down, start saying it, and that will start broadening your horizons about what's good in your life.
Definitely. Because I think a lot of times our minds want us to focus on everything that's negative, but there's always positives. I always tell people, in every situation, there's a positive. We just have to look maybe a little harder for it, but there's always a positive there somewhere. You just have to maybe sometimes dig a little deeper. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, maybe, you know, a disease brings strange family members together, mm-hmm. and their estrangement is put to the wayside because they're coming together for the other family member. You know, maybe my sister and what she went through taught
right.
several people the importance of self-exam. So a lot of people would come up to me during my sister's treatments, you know, because I met your sister or heard you talk about your sister, I went for my first mammogram today, or I started doing the self-exam, or I made a doctor's appointment and I haven't gone to the doctor in 3 years.
Right.
You know, it makes people think. You know, I had another friend of mine who started teaching women about doing self-exams and doing lymphatic breast massages to, you know, get the flow of their lymph nodes cleared up, and, you know, different things that she's inspired in people.
Right. And that's what it says, because there's a positive. You know, without that situation, maybe these people would have never thought about that. And,
yes.
You know, we always have to look at that. Well, Melinda, we are clicking down on time.
Okay.
I want to say thank you for being on with us, and I appreciate your energy. Is awesome. I love your energy.
Thank you, Michael.
And I've learned a lot tonight. Hopefully everybody else did too. But I've learned something tonight, so that's always a good thing.
Connie, your wonderful assistant.
Yeah, and before we go, I'm going to let you just check me really quick. Just anything that pops into your head. I feel like that there was a message that you have. And so if you have that, that's great. If you don't, that's all right too. But do you have anything?
Yeah, well, your first one was letting you know you did see a fairy. That was the first thing.
Okay.
The second thing right now is Archangel Raphael is telling me that you need more fruit and vegetables from the blue food group.
Okay.
So that would be like anything that you find at the farmer's market or the grocery store, the fruits and vegetables that are blue. For some reason, your energy, your body needs that blue, so that could be like blueberries, eggplant, anything that's like a blue shade. It could be a light blue, a dark blue, anything that's considered blue. Blackberries are considered blue also. Dark cherries that are like a bluish black. So, you know, the blue food, Archangel Raphael is saying that you really need for your energy, at least for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to eat it every day, but every other day at least get something. You know, that could be grape juice too. So, you know, something blue. Also with you too, with your energy, what's going on with your left leg? Like your left leg from like the knee down, what's been going on there?
It's just been hurting, and I don't know why. It's been going on for a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to be really honest? Can I be really honest on air? Okay, you upset someone. It's like a jealousy thing that they said to you. So let's cut those cords because they're kind of trying to twine something around your leg. and it used to be around your foot and your ankle, and that's where what really first started hurting was your ankle and your foot, correct?
Right.
And it's kind of moved itself up your leg. So we're going to cut that nasty energy. It's snake-like, okay? And we're going to cut that. So I want you to just repeat after me, Michael. I cut all cords.
I cut off cords.
From those that are not of.
From those that are not of.
The love and light.
Love and light.
And anything that they have sent to me.
Anything that they sent to me.
That is not of the light.
Of not of the light.
I release it.
I release it.
Archangel Michael.
Archangel Michael.
Take this energy.
Take this energy.
Back to the fifth dimension.
Back to the fifth dimension.
I release it.
I release it.
And then just circle yourself with the white light of the Holy Spirit and say, I am whole, and this is only my energy.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Someone was very jealous and sent something in it. Your foot started hurting, and then it went into your ankle, and it kind of, like an energy snake, that kind of slithered up your leg.
Yeah, because I thought that somebody did, and you just confirmed that, and now I got rid of it, so...
You
want to
know who it was?
you know that, too? We might not want to say that on air, though.
I won't say the name. I'm not getting a name, but what I do is I always see faces. And this is what cracks me up, because, you know, people will send stuff to me, and I could see their face, or I get a name. But it just feels like this was a white male with dark hair. It was kind of shorter, dark hair. He had a little bit of a bangs on his forehead. He has a really, really round moon face. I want to call it round moon face. It's very pale. He wears a lot of dark makeup. Or maybe his eyes are just really dark. It just feels like he's got really a lot of dark energy around him. And he plays around with things that he shouldn't be playing with. And then there's a female with long brown hair. It's a medium brown. It's not a dark brown. It's not a light brown. It's a medium brown hair. She also has like a... longer bangs that sometimes she pulls up or out of the way. Yeah, they just, I don't know what you did. Just being yourself, people get jealous of me because you do things of the light and they're not happy with you. So this man and this woman kind of are using their energy to send things your way.
Yeah.
Do you recognize these people?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I do.
Well, thank you for that confirmation.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not laughing at you, but, I mean, people forget that there's, you know, there's good and bad. And those people who play with the dark energy, they start turning dark. And, you know, it will come back to them many, many ways. So for these two, you could just demand that the, you know, you could demand that they are reported to the higher Ascended Masters Councils and allow them to deal with them. And you don't have to do anything else because you're not doing anything to harm them, but they're messing with energy in your livelihood, and that's against the natural law.
And I've done that before because, you know, I just turn them over to a higher power than me and let that higher power deal with it. And it's funny sometimes. You know, that I wasn't totally sure of, but there's this time, and it's just funny because people have done this before, and it's like, come on, I am gifted. I do sort of know what's going on in the world. So, you know. And I just find it, sometimes I just find it a little humorous, you know, that they don't realize that, you know, I do know. So it's like, come on. But, yeah, you know, and so we have to work with positive, and that's what, you know, we want to leave people with tonight, you know. Don't go towards negative, go towards positive. If you want to be more positive, Melinda is a person to talk to help you with that. And you can get hold of her. Melinda, how do we get hold of you one more time?
At psychicmelinda.webs.com.
Yeah, and she does have stuff out there that can help you. Go to her website. I've looked at her website. It's awesome. There's a lot of stuff over there that I will be considering myself. You know, because... we do live in a world, unfortunately, we live in a world that has a lot of negative around it. But the one thing our world needs is more light. And so be the light. And, you know, And if you need help doing that, Melinda and I can help you, or anybody else can help you. There's a lot of people out in the world that can help you. But, you know, check out Melinda. Melinda, I'm going to let you go, but I do appreciate you being on. I love your energy. You've worked really hard to get where you are, and that's awesome. And
thank you very much for having me, Michael. I appreciate it.
All right.
Much and love and light to you and your listeners tonight.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate all the things that you said to me personally. I appreciate that, and I send you positive energy back. And thank you for that. And so we'll have you back sometime in the future.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good night, everyone.
All right. Bye-bye, Melinda.
Bye-bye.
All right, and so let me give you her website one more time, just in case you didn't get it. Let me spell it out for you. It is www.psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, Melinda, M-E-L-I-N-D-A, .webs, W-E-B-S, .com. All right, that's www.psychicmelindawebs.com. She has a whole bunch of stuff over there. I'm actually on her site right now as you and I speak. There's links. There's all kinds of stuff over here. Articles, her web store. I'm going to click on her web store really quick here. Get positive, live positive. So just check it out. Can see her fairy dust, cosmic dust. Clearing the Negativity from Your Life is a workshop CD. Hey, and Clearing the Negative, I'm over her website. I'm telling you, that price on that CD, $15. Clearing the Negativity from Your Life workshop CD, $15. How can you not, I mean, seriously, how can you not think, okay, maybe I have all this, maybe you feel really negative right now. Maybe you need some help. $15. It will probably help. If you put the intent, put the action. You know, you're feeling like you need to make a change. Okay, let's go back to action. You're feeling right now that you need to make a change. Okay, you don't want this negativity around you. Okay, I'm telling you what the Spirit's telling me to tell you right now. Okay, I don't normally do this, but for some reason, the Spirit's telling me to tell you. Okay, if you're feeling a lot of negativity around you, you want to clear that. You put an intent out there. Now you got to make a step. You know, if you're feeling drawn to that, it's $15. It's on her website. I'm looking at it right now. And so check it out. You know, I'm not forcing you to. I'm just telling you that it's there if you want it. It's a tool. Okay? That's all. I was just drawn to do that. I normally don't. Okay? But check it out, her website address one more time, just in case you just tuned in, psychicmelindawebs.com, all right? If you just type in Psychic Melinda on any search, you'll find her. So, Spirit led me to her, or maybe led her to me, I don't know how it worked, but, what time did she say her show was on? The other Sundays and Thursdays? I could be wrong. I don't know. I'll have to check it out. Oh, I got it right here in front of me. Let's check it out. Radio show. Blog talk. Positive Perspectives radio show hosted by Psychic Medium Melinda Carver. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Let's find out when her next shows are. Let's go click Blog Talk here, and let me go over there, and let's see, she has an upcoming broadcast, let's see, there's another one, Sunday she has one at 7, and then the one I'm going to be at, I'm going to listen to, is on Tuesday, not Thursday, Tuesday at 8 p.m. my time, so it will be about fairies and old minerals. I'm going to be definitely listening. So, okay, that's our show. All right. Now, I got a few things to tell you, 10 minutes. If you didn't get on with us, I really do apologize. This show is totally spirit-led, and a lot of you know that. and I do what Spirit wants me to do, or at least I try to follow that. I don't get a perfect 100%, but I'm doing a lot better than I used to. And you're doing a lot better than you used to, too. So give yourself credit. You know, a lot of times we don't give credit to ourselves. We are too hard on ourselves, and that draws negativity to you. It's okay every once in a while, honestly. It's okay every once in a while to pat yourself on the back and say, you know what, you're doing an awesome job. It's okay to do that. You know, I have friends around me. I have a support system around me that I am very thankful for. They are at the top of my thank list. I can name them right now off that list, but I'm not going to. But I could. And I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you as a listener. I want to say that. You guys are on my list. This show, I'm thankful for Blog Talk, even when it does have some problems. Because without Blog Talk, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I would have not ever met Melinda, probably. So I'm thankful for the resources that we have that we can use to change the world. Make a thank list. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? You know, I'm thankful for my mom. Mother's Day's coming up. I'm very thankful for my mom. You know, it's funny, today I was trying to look for a gift for her, and I didn't know exactly what to get. She wanted flowers, and I didn't know what kind of flower. I'm not kind of flower kind of guy, and I just didn't know. And I was thinking, you know, something else, and all of a sudden I went to Walmart and was walking around outside, and long story short, I was drawn. All of a sudden I saw these purple flowers, and I had never seen them before. I don't know what they're even called, but they looked really pretty. And so I thought, you know, she'll probably like those. Brought them home, put them in the pot. She didn't know it. She was in the house. Took her outside, and she goes, oh my gosh, I love that. I love that purple. Trust your intuition. You know, I wouldn't be here. Let's just give a shout out to my mom. I wouldn't be here right now. Wouldn't be talking to you without her. Wouldn't be here on planet Earth. She did play a big part of my arrival. And she went through a lot of stuff to get me here. And so I am thankful for her. I'm thankful for the things that she has taught me about myself, about life. Some good, some not so good. But I'm thankful for all this stuff. And I'm so thankful for my mom. And so, you know, on this Mother's Day, maybe your mom, you know, is in spirit. But just know this. As a medium, I want to tell you something in this last 6 minutes with you. Maybe you're missing your mom. Maybe your mom is not in flesh anymore. Maybe she's in spirit. But I want to tell you that she knows what's going on in your life. She's quite aware of that. And she's with you. You might not see her with physical eyes. So on this Mother's Day, I want you to do me a favor. On this Mother's Day, if your mother is in spirit, I want you to, when you wake up on Mother's Day, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to keep your eyes closed. And I want you to say Happy Mother's Day. And I want you to be open to what happens next. Try it. See what happens. Keep your eyes closed when you open first thing in the morning. When you wake up on Mother's Day, if your mother is in spirit, please listen to me very carefully. If your mother is in spirit, I got tingly feelings all over me. So this is definitely from spirit. When you wake up on Sunday morning, open your eyes for a minute, then close them. And then say out loud, Mom, Happy Mother's Day. Be open to what happens next. And you will not forget ever this Mother's Day. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I appreciate it. If you would like to get a hold of me, this is how you do so. Go to my website, www.spirituallyawakening.com. You can set up readings with me. You can learn about me. You can learn about the services I offer. If you right now I'm offering a bill you later thing over there on my site. Check that out. And so, because a lot of times you don't have money right then. So it's a good thing that they offer that. So check it out. It's through PayPal, I think. And so check it out. It's on my site, www.spiritualawakening.com. You can learn about guests that are coming up at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. It's the official website of Spiritual Talk Radio. And my personal email address, you want to talk to me, you want to say something about the show, just want to say hi, want to give me a recipe. Yeah, I know. I like to eat too. So you share stuff with me. I would like it. Insights with Michael, ymail.com. Let's be a part of each other's lives. And as we close in these last 4 minutes, I want to tell you again, pay attention to what's going on around you. If you hear weird noises, or you hear strange noises, or you just see strange things going on that maybe you can't explain, trust the intuition inside of you. You know, don't put yourself in a bad situation. Don't put yourself in a dangerous position. But you can always pick up the phone and dial 911. You might be wrong about the situation, but you might be right. But if you see anything that's going on that doesn't seem right to you, please pay attention. 911. Okay. All right. We're going to go close out with prayer. I normally close out with a song, but tonight we're going to close out with prayer. I'm going to pray us out. Melinda, thank you so much for being a part of the show. And we will be back here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. I will be reading, teaching, who knows what else. Might be doing some juggling. You never know. Join me for whatever happens tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. You guys have a great night, and let's go ahead and close out with prayer. Rose, thank you so much for helping me tonight. Thank you. It's nice to see you tonight. Love you. All right, thank you. All right, so let's go ahead and go out with prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just pause right now, and we just want to thank you for Melinda. We want to thank you for the show, and we want to thank you for the fairies that work in our life, and the angels that work in our lives, and the loved ones that work in our lives, and just for you working in our lives. We thank you for elementals, and we thank you for all the spirit things that work. We thank you for that universal energy inside of us that connects all of us together. For we are all one. Father, Mother, God, tonight I just thank you for this program, and I thank you for Connie, the person that helps me a lot, and Rose, and my mom, and man, just so many people that I'm thankful for. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for my listeners, and I pray that tonight that you would just bless them as they sleep, that you would just give them dreams to show them a future ahead, that you would pour positive energy into them and into their homes and into the places they work and into their cars, and just let them be that positive energy that we need on our planet right now. Let us not soak up negativity, but let us soak up positivity. Let us be more light than dark. And teach us how to do that more and more. Father, Mother, God, as we end this program, surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. Keep us safe until the next time that we are together. And we say namaste, we say amen, and we say it is so. Amen. Night, guys.
Night.
I honestly want to give you a huge hug. So I'm going to give you a huge hug. Oh, I love you. Join me tomorrow. Bye.